You guys have one win in the last five matches. Any cause for concern, or?
Yeah, you could say that. I think there's always a cause for concern if you only have one win in your last five matches. But you know, that's the past. I don't like talking on the past too much, because obviously the past speaks for itself. We haven't got the results that we need. So what we need to do is look to the future. And you know, the situation we're in right now, we need to win games. We need to win the lion's share of our ball games. Home games need to be absolute wins, 3 points, no questions asked. And we all understand that, and we all prepare for that every week. So just a matter of, not to be redundant and keep on saying this, but it's a matter of not just training all week for that, but playing like that for 90 minutes when we step on the field. Because when we step on the field, it's down to us. It doesn't matter who else is out there as far as you know, coaches or how we trained all week. It's the 11 guys, 12, 13 guys, a couple guys coming off the bench. It's those guys that make a difference. And you know, the situation we're in right now, we need to win. We need to win games.
How would you explain, like, the first, say, 5-6 minutes of the game? You were down 1-0 and almost down 2-0.
Really? Yeah, I don't know how to. I mean, I thought we were ready to play, but, you know, it's one of those things. We were maybe a little bit soft at the beginning, and we give up one that we shouldn't. That puts us in a hole.
You guys were able to come back to make come back halftime 1-1. What did they do anything different in second half that you might have seen?
Did they do anything different?
Did you see anything, any difference from them?
Not really.
In the second half from the first half?
Not really.
Thanks, Chris.
I think at 1-1, you know, we had every...